Hey guys, it's episode 595 of All Time Top 10. Ladies and gentlemen, we have done it. ATTT is proud to present Top 10 Cover Songs of 2023, Part 2, which just happens to be the Season 12 finale. That's right, we've been at this ridiculousness for 12 years now, and who better to help us wrap up another super fun season of musical foolishness than our pal and my oldest friend here in Los Angeles, going all the way back to the 90s, if you can believe it. It's Dustin Prince. Dustin is joined by his best girl, Candy Bartlett, of the Chacharon podcast. We are wrapping up our look at the best covers of the year that was, with picks 5 through 1 and much merriment coming up next. If you missed part one, do yourself a favor and go back and check it out wherever you get your podcasts. So before we get into it, I just want to once again thank all of you fine friends of ours over there on social media. You guys make it fun, giving us listener picks and voting for the bonus track of the week and helping us reveal more songs in the mega playlist, The Reason to Exist, the greatest songs we've ever heard, the ATTT 1000. Three more songs were revealed this week. We had number 682, Sister Sledge, with He's the Greatest Dancer. Shout out to Will Smith, by the way. I was asking you guys, what's the greatest song that has the greatest in the title? Good suggestions here from you guys. Sia with The Greatest, Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All, Ringo Starr, I'm the Greatest, Silverchair with The Greatest, James Blunt, The Greatest, and The Greatest Man Who Ever Lived by Weezer. But of course we love He's the Greatest Dancer from Sister Sledge. Our friend Joanne Young Wendler on Facebook says, another Nile Rodgers masterpiece. That's right, thank you so much, Joanne. Number 681, we had the Bee Gees with How Deep Is Your Love. I was asking you guys, what's the best song from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack? Good suggestions here from you guys. If I Can't Have You, Staying Alive, More Than a Woman, Night Fever, Calypso Breakdown, Disco Inferno, A Fifth of Beethoven, Boogie Shoes, You Should Be Dancing, Manhattan Skyline, and KG by MFSB, which stands for Mother, Father, Sister, Brother Band, by the way, in case you were wondering. But we love How Deep Is Your Love. Shout out to the Bird and the Bee, who had a nice cover of it, but the Bee Gees version, of course. Mrs. Eisen, Elizabeth Eisen, says, it's a gorgeous song. And we agree at number 681. And number 680, more Barry Gibb written amazingness. It is Al Green doing his version of How Can You Mend a Broken Heart. I was asking you guys, what's the best broken song? It's broken in the title. You guys had some good suggestions here. Morning Has Broken by Cat Stevens. Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Broken by Seether. Pantera, I'm Broken. Tire Tracks and Broken Hearts by Bonnie Tyler. What Becomes of the Broken Hearted by Jimmy Ruffin. Everything Is Broken by Bob Dylan. Frank Zappa, Broken Hearts Are for Assholes. Walking on Broken Glass by Annie Lennox. The Pixies with Broken Face, Broken by Lovely the Band. And Mr. with Broken Wings. And of course, the Bee Gees version of How Can You Mend a Broken Heart. But Kate Brennan agrees with me. Thank you, Kate. She says, Al Green's cover of the Bee Gees is tough to beat. From your lips to, you know, all that stuff. So thank you, Kate, for that. Thank you to all of you guys who keep us going with this thing. It's really fun. The playlists are growing every week. You can find them at Spotify and YouTube. All right, let's get back with our friends Dustin and Candy. Let's wrap this thing up. Let's have some more fun with part two of Top 10 Cover Songs of 2023 and roll the tape immediately.
Now, they've been fan favourites for over 40 years. Joanne Joanna back with a brand new Halloween-inspired album, and our Lucy Kay caught up with them.
Simon, John, really lovely to meet you. Your new album, 16th studio album, is that right?
Is it, if you say yes. So.
I've been doing the maths. Right. Dance Macabre, it's Halloween-inspired brilliantly. So tell me how it came about.
Last year, Halloween, Las Vegas. And we thought, well, if we are going to play a Halloween show, let's play a Halloween show. So everybody got decked out. And we chose, one night, about 2 weeks before the show, we went over a Halloween playlist and we picked like seven of our favorite songs that we felt would kind of fit, that would kind of, you know, we picked the Specials, Ghost Town, Susie's, Spellbound, Supernature, all these songs. And we very quickly went into the studio. This is the way Duran Duran work. You know, if we're going to play a song live, we've got to record it first. So we went into the studio, cut the tracks, mixed them. We're like, okay, that's how we'll play them. Played them live. And then the following morning, we had these recordings so that we were really excited about. Yeah. So then it was, well, maybe we can something.
What's it going to take to turn it into an LP?
You know, actually, for a couple of weeks, I thought, maybe that's it. You know, what do we, you know, now we're in the Hall of Fame, like, what's next?
Glastonbury?
Yeah,
we'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Who would you have on stage with you, or would you just be you guys? Would you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I've got a list.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish, yeah.
There you go.
Top 10 covers of 2023, part two.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go? Say it, spit it out. What is it exactly? You're paying is the amount. Cleaning you out, am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about the things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Tell me lies.
Yeah, I did it in third grade. I played viola from third through 12th grade.
Yes, I played the flute from fifth grade to, I don't know, sometime in high school. I didn't join the high school band, but I did do all the like band competitions in junior high school.
Okay. Were you in orchestra?
We had two bands, and then we had one orchestra, and then we had a symphonic band.
Wow.
They actually had a lot going on.
Yeah, no kidding.
My public
good
school
music program.
Yeah, yeah. Good. We, you know what? We really did. We had a music teacher in grade school who was excellent, and we did learn how to like basics of read music.
You
early.
Played auto harp.
No, we didn't do that, but some did.
Our
some
kindergarten
classes did.
First grade, whatever, like that. That teacher
everyone
played auto harp.
Everyone had a recorder. Everyone had a. Yeah. I don't remember what grade that was, but. And then in fifth grade, they let us. If you wanted during music class, because you left your little classroom and went into the music room, you could, that one period a week, instead of music, you could take an instrument, like a private lesson.
Whoa.
During that period. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
There's many schools out there that don't have that stuff going on.
I
feel so bad for those kids, you know?
Feel very, very lucky. We had lots of extracurriculars.
Yes,
area.
That's right. Anyway, shall we?
Let's do it.
Put that thing away, dustpan. Been sitting there a week. You think you'd be ready to go by now? Sorry about that.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's shake it off. And we're back. Hey, everybody. Thanks for waiting for us for a week. We, what did we do? We didn't really do anything.
Not a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah. It's kind of a waste of time. Why did we do that? We could have just taped the second half right after. Why did we wait a whole week? That's really... I got to change my thinking on this project.
We'll redo it next time.
I seem to have no free time anymore. I was like, I'm either podcasting or waiting.
Waiting to podcast.
All that waiting.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure something out. Anyway,
what's the title of your next album, though? Waiting to podcast.
Oh. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to All Time Top 10. I am your host, Ben Eisen, and with me here again in Goodless Studios on a wonderful Friday evening. A week later, the great Candy Bartlett's over there. Hey, Candy.
Hello.
Welcome back. And the great Dustin Prince is right over here.
Thank you for having me back again.
The always affable.
Yeah.
He's,
They can't see that.
If no, he just shook his booty. That was
little tail wag. I felt it.
If you meet Dustpan and he's not affable, then it's an imposter. So that's, you're not affable. Get out of here. Who are you?
Anyway. Oh my goodness.
Anyway, thanks guys. Thanks for being here. Thanks for helping us count down our favorite covers of 2023.
That is crazy.
Yeah, well, we did enough of those.
We did enough of the past classics. You're very right.
But if you haven't heard them though, everybody get your butt to mixcloud.com and pull a couple of those up. They're always there's always some gems on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we did a good job. Go check out those old Candy Bartlett episodes too.
Yeah, that Candy Bartlett episode.
You know, you guys helped retire a song that you hated, and that's why it got retired.
Did I hate it? What song was it?
I think it was Noodle that hated it.
It was probably Noodle.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Oh, because she was like, "Don't fucking tell me what to do." I think that's why she doesn't like it.
If I want to be depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They retired that song in one of the rage inducing episodes.
Oh, gotcha.
Take your good mood and shove it right up your ass.
I love that song. I don't care what you say. Anyway, go to the archives and look up those good Candy Bartlett episodes too. I think there's like three of them, four. Hey.
Oh yeah, we did a soundtracks episode. That was great.
You did soundtracks. There was a Supernatural episode.
Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
With Chrissy Olsen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah. Anyway. And of course, go listen to the Chacharone podcast.
Yeah.
And go see Dustin Prince live in concert.
Yeah. Been playing with the Kevin West band lately.
Yeah, I saw you guys over in Hollywood at the North End.
The North End.
I was very confused by that. I thought you were saying it was North Hollywood.
No. The North End is just in regular old Hollywood.
I was picturing it like next to Skinny's or something. Or in Lancashire. But yeah, in Hollywood, right in the heart of Hollywood, the North End. Do you guys have socials and all that?
Yeah. Kevin West Band.
Yes.
At Kevin West Band. And
that dude loves to play the blues.
Absolutely. He likes to play funk. He likes to play blues. I don't know if he plays much else than that. Those are the two biggest for him for sure.
Yeah. Good influences. Hendrix and... you guys covered, what else
did we did a little Hendrix. We did some Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
A couple of other covers like that. Yeah. Little Prince.
Yes, Prince. That's right. Mm-hmm. And some originals. And yeah, you guys are killer. So
Thank you.
Do you have anything coming up in December or January?
Nothing in December.
January.
Maybe?
He's going to look it up.
We should be playing at the North End again on January 14th.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is that what night of the week is that?
I think that's a Sunday night.
Okay. Yeah. There's free parking on Sundays.
Free parking on Sundays in Hollywood. Where else do you get that?
That's a good tip.
Oh, it's a good time, everyone. So congrats on all that stuff, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any shows coming up for you?
In January, no. Mighty Love has 4 gigs in December, though.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, yeah, you can come see us at Bogey's in Westlake Village on the 29th of December. We're doing like a corporate gig earlier in the month and a couple other things. By the time this comes out though, that the 29th will be our most our next gig.
Awesome.
So yeah, we're getting busy. We played a wedding, our first wedding.
Nice.
Cool.
That's fun.
Had a blast. Yeah,
but that was fun.
Absolutely. We played at the Mint for that.
Oh, I love that place.
They rented out the Mint for the wedding. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's such a cool venue.
It is. Great stage.
Yeah, very much so.
Yep. So yeah, we're doing stuff. Anyway, let's get back into our list. Let's hit the top 5. And I've got number 5 right here. This could be a steal, I'm wondering. Something tells me this person's name came up last week when you were talking about something. So it's possible. We'll see. So everybody, brace yourselves. Personal opinion alert. I wrote a little thing. I just want to read it. Please fast forward if you can't take this. So I just wrote this. It seems that so many in the media are only obsessed with what makes them money as opposed to what's right or fair. And what really makes them money is to cause conflict, to divide us, to see each other as the enemy. But if there is a shared humanity to all of us, it shows up, especially when we're trying to make ends meet. There's always been a through line from folk music, hip hop, and country music. And that's great storytelling and stories of everyday Americans trying to earn a living and realize the American dream. And in that spirit, here's a recording from an artist I probably thought I would never play on my show. And this is an article from today.com/popculture. And the title of the article is misleading in the way I'm talking about. They say, "Why Luke Combs' cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car is sparking controversy." And here's some relief from you. I'm not going to get into really what they're talking about, why it's controversial. Basically, they're saying that people pointed out that if Tracy Chapman, a black gay singer, songwriter, tried to make it in country music, they wouldn't accept her. That's basically what they're trying to say. But, you know, why focus on that? Whether it's true or not, we don't know. But she wrote a great song called Fast Car, and it was covered by Luke Combs.
And it's now a country music hit.
It's huge.
It's bridging a gap.
Is it a steal?
It's absolutely a steal. It was my next one on the list. This was one of the first ones I had for the list.
I thought it would be. Damn. It was too good. I couldn't leave it off.
No, I was leaving the New Orleans airport, driving into Mississippi. So it was even the perfect time for me to hear this. And I was just flipping radio stations in a rental car.
Yeah.
And this was on, and my jaw dropped. I think I pulled over to text Candy. I was like, I got one.
It's very
exciting. Got a bite.
Exactly. I was like, I got one for Ben this year. And I was literally driving into Mississippi, listening to country music. And this is what popped on. And I was like, holy, this is fantastic.
Okay.
So whether they would accept it or not, jumping back a little bit in that conversation.
Tracy Chapman.
Yeah. It's,
I don't know. You never know.
The song has been accepted.
Yes, it certainly
And eventually
has.
That leads back to people knowing about the original artist. So
yep.
Yeah. It bridges a gap.
Yeah, and I love how this song translates to country music.
It's beautiful. I love
it's
this.
It's a perfect song to sing in that genre, you know?
Absolutely.
And Luke Combs says he's been performing it live for years. And this is a conversation with Billboard. He expressed gratitude to Tracy Chapman. Quote, "Oh man, Fast Car has surprised me more than you can imagine. Tracy Chapman wrote this perfect song that I first heard with my dad, and it has stayed with me since I have played it in my live show now for 6+ years, and everyone, I mean everyone, across all these stadiums relates to this song and sings along. That's the gift of a supernatural songwriter. The success of my cover is unreal, and I think it's so cool that Tracy is getting recognized and has reached new milestones. I love that she is out there feeling all the love, and she gave me a shout out. Thank you, Tracy."
That's awesome.
How great is that? Why do we need to have the clickbait article be about the controversy? There's no controversy. It's a great cover.
Yeah, just cut and dry.
Yeah.
Let it go.
That's right. Stop with the negativity, please. Check it out, everyone. This is, Luke Combs. It surprised me how much I really took to this. You know, Pedro, Rodney, and Paula say Fast Car. By Luke Combs. It's number five.
Number five.
Fast Car.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Across the border and into the city, and you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car,
enough so we can fly away. Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car, we go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, so I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted, and we'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house, live in the suburb. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
It's really incredible how well it translates.
Totally, yeah.
It's just like it was made for that. So you mentioned it was a hit, and sure enough, yeah, it hit the top of the country charts in July, and recently it hit number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100.
So it was a
crossover smash hit. Yeah, it also won a Single of the Year and Song of the Year at the CMAs less than a month ago. When he accepted his Single of the Year award, he said, "First and foremost, I want to thank Tracy Chapman for writing one of the best songs of all time." I love that. Mm-hmm. And Tracy was not there, but she put out a statement saying that it was, quote, "truly an honor for my song to be newly recognized after its debut." Back in July, when it hit number 1 on the country charts, Chapman, who hadn't given an interview in years, told Billboard of the resurgence. She says, quote, "I never expected to find myself on the country charts, but I'm honored to be there. I'm happy for Luke and his success and grateful that new fans have found and embraced Fast Car."
That's very heartwarming.
That is absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Number 4 is up next. What do you guys want to do? Alternate time?
Yeah, we've been sitting over here doing some eyeballing and going down our list a little bit here.
You can negotiate. Do whatever you want. Man.
That was a big steal for me because that was the one I've been holding on to all year.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm a little jarred, but I'm going to make it through this. We're going to be okay.
Steal one for me.
I don't think we are, actually.
I was hoping you
would. I don't know.
This one is like actually from a soundtrack from Yellow Jackets Season 2. It was released a little bit earlier this year, and I don't have to do much of an introduction for Florence and the Machine.
Oh, yeah. Just a girl, right?
Yeah. You've heard this then.
Yeah, I listened to it, yeah.
Oh, my God. I loved it. We put it down as an alternate. It wasn't going to beat out Luke Combs, but it's going to slide in there now.
That's cool. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it definitely caught my ear for sure. Let's see here. Bill and Nick say, "Just a Girl" from Florence and the Machine, shall we?
We've got some backers.
Yeah.
Thanks for the alternate backing.
They got your back, man. Here at number 4.
Number 4, "Just a Girl."
Oh, pretty and petite. step outside. So many reasons for me to run and hide. I can't do this as I hold so dear, 'cause it's all those little things that I fear.
Okay, that is awesome.
Yeah, I feel like that worked out the way it was supposed to.
Yeah,
yeah. That voice.
Her voice.
How do you do that thing? What were you doing?
I can't do that any other way. Yeah, I can't make that sound any other way than hurting my neck.
Don't do that.
No, I won't do that anymore. But I love the way she makes you wait. That tension builds for a long time before you get the good rock and roll and the drums come in. It kind of calls back to the Dolly Rots from the week before.
I got to say, I had so many songs to listen to. I didn't even get to that part when I listened to it.
I'm glad you got it.
Oh, because if I had, I might have, yeah.
Right.
We had the same reaction. We were listening to it and we were like, oh, I don't know. It's wait. It's in. We're good. As soon as that part hit and that tension finally broke, it's such a release, man.
Yeah. Oh. So, rumor around town is that our friend Candy Bartlett is really good with TV trivia.
This is true.
While we were listening to that, she also told us the story of Yellow Jackets. So, if you could reiterate.
I can.
Okay.
Sure can, Ben. I haven't watched it, but it is.
I like this concept, though.
It's this group, this sports team, I think, and I do believe it's set in the 90s. Or, I'm sorry, it's not set in the 90s. When their plane goes down, when they're kids, this team, it's
soccer
the 90s.
Soccer team, right?
Whatever. I'm not sure what they play. But they go down, they get stuck in the wilderness, and they survive somehow. And now it follows these women, maybe it's softball, maybe? I don't know. And they're just, you know, all kinds of mystery and what's the matter with them going on. And it's an amazing, it's very mysterious. You don't know quite what they did to survive yet. And you kind of figure that out as you go.
So this is like 30 years later and they're all.
Yeah. Now they're all grown ups with like, you know, all kinds of troubles. But it's Christina Ricci, Juliette Lewis,
yes,
and a whole bunch of other people.
Nice.
And it looks excellent. So it doesn't, like, I don't really know much other than that about the show. But when I heard the song, I was like, oh, I mean, I could see the trailer right there.
Yeah.
Right. That's a great vibe.
I'm in. I'm going to check it out. I think, because I just heard it was like some girls soccer team, like, what is that? But then I guess there's way more to the story.
It is intense. It seems intense. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Let's go to number three. And I hope you like lists, because I've got a doozy for you after we listen to this song. The list consists of the names of the rock stars that contributed to Dolly Parton's new you thought I was going to go there, right? Or is
it's
a steal?
Long list.
Oh, no, it's not a steal. Okay. We listened to some of this album.
Okay. It's so much.
Oh, it's so
it's
crazy.
So
but yeah, start the list. Absolutely.
So, it's an all rock covers album from Dolly Parton called Rockstar, which she announced to the world back in May after being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, it's about to.
Finally. And I will tell you, I'm very glad this album exists, but it is a lot.
Yes, it is.
That's a really good way to put it.
2 hours and 20 minutes long, 30 songs, 21 which are covers, and guest stars out the wazoo, which, like I said, the big list is coming.
Don't yeah.
worry. And there are some standout tracks, which I will get to in a minute. But I was trying to express my thoughts on the album because, above all, it's fun, but it's kind of cheesy, too.
But that's the fun of it.
Cheesy fun. It's Dolly. Yeah.
Exactly. It's supposed to be.
And looking through the comments on an article by Stereo Gum about this album, I found what sums up what I was trying to say very well. And this little comment gets kind of into the feels a little too. So I just love this though. This is what Adam Smith Riggs says. He says, "How can one really review this album? It's certainly not some great addition to the rock canon, but how can you hate it? Dolly still sounds pretty great, even on a late era vanity project. It's glossy, cheesy, inessential, and fun. I lost my youngest brother unexpectedly a couple years back. He had an impossibly high tolerance for cheese and a great love for divas of all stripes, and I know he would have been into this. He'd probably have put together an amazing drag look to celebrate it. I miss him, and I'm sad he didn't get to see the Barbie movie and hear Dolly's rock album." Anyway, so there's a lot to sift through, but I will say my favorite standout tracks are Magic Man with Ann Wilson.
Yeah, we listened to that one.
Yeah.
That was the lead single. Night Moves with Chris Stapleton, the Bob Seger song. Great, great version. I Can't Get No Satisfaction with Pink and Brandi Carlile, which was quite awesome. And Let It Be featuring Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But I'm going to play a song that doesn't have any guest star on it. And it just shows how, I think she's like 77 years old. She can still sing, man.
Yeah.
She got an amazing voice and she really shows it off in this one. This is just Dolly doing Purple Rain.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So this is my pick from the Rockstar album. You knew I had to include something. And our friend Paula has some favorites. She wants to recognize Open Arms, Night Moves, and Let It Be. And then our friend Nick says Purple Rain. And that's what we're going to do for number three.
Number three, Purple Rain.
Purple rain.
Nice. I had to make sure we got to that part.
To a little halftime guitar solo break. That was fucking smooth.
Little tiny country in it. Just for a second there.
Yeah, that was smooth. Holy shit, that transition was smooth.
Yeah, that studio band. Some of them are famous people, but for the most part, they're just, you know, those hardworking cats that do their thing. I promised a big list. So here is an order on the track list. Here are the special guests on Rockstar. Richie Sambora, Sting, Steve Perry, Ann Wilson, Howard Lee, John Fogerty, Kid Rock, Steven Tyler, Warren Haynes, Stevie Nicks, Waddy Wachtel, Peter Frampton, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Chris Stapleton, Miley Cyrus, Pink, Brandi Carlile, Kevin Cronin, Debbie Harry, Elton John, Melissa Etheridge, Lizzo, Sasha Flute, Rob Halford, Nikki Six, John Five, Simon Le Bon, Linda Perry, Emmy Lou Harris, Cheryl Crow, Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, I can say that easily, Michael McDonald, Ronnie McDowell, and the Jordanaires, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, Mick Fleetwood, and there will also, I guess there was also a posthumous vocal from Ronnie Van Zant.
My lord.
On their version of Freebird.
How in the heck?
And by the way, that cover of Freebird is nearly 11 minutes long.
My God.
This album is, it's overstuffed, I think. But it's a really fun listen, everybody.
That was like 40 people.
I know, that was
there's
that
not
was
40
insane.
Tracks, right?
There's 30.
There are 30 tracks.
Dolly, what are you doing? Everyone wants to work with her.
She's doing it once, so she's doing it.
Yeah, so she's just like, everybody, come over to my house. No.
Yeah, she's like, it's We Are the World, right?
Pretty much. Right. It's We Are the World in separate tracks.
Yeah, and she's like, well, if I have to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because she turned them down originally.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she's like, I'm not a rock, you know.
A rock musician.
Yeah, I'm not a rock musician, but... If you're gonna insist, then I got to do a rock album.
Perfect. I couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, we love you, Dolly.
Keep bringing it.
That's right. Number two is up next. This is your last one, guys.
This is our number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I didn't steal this one.
Much like and I'm so excited.
Good.
much like the Luke Combs song that you found. When I heard this in my car on Spotify, I was like, what? Did this come out this year? And I immediately told him. And I was like, you need to put this on the show.
And it did come out this year.
I had this on my list regardless of before you asked Candy to come on the show.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, so I can have that back, right? That's my super cool song. Garbage, covering Cities in Dust.
Really?
Yes, released in 2023. They had a single release, Witness to Your Love, which had four tracks. I don't totally understand the single portion of it. But this is, I think, the second. So I guess this would technically be the B-side.
There's three B-sides.
Yeah, right? But the whole...
Three B's.
Malleable formats. You can do
whatever you want. Well, because it's, I think they only released it streaming.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so you can have as many songs as you want.
Yeah, as many songs.
I mean, maybe
as
not. Maybe if I could find this on this four
on
track on vinyl, I would totally buy it. Mm-hmm. This is the whole thing is amazing. This cover is amazing. It's very garbage. It's a very classic cover, but it's garbage. The whole album is nicely industrial, like real kind of. It feels like classic garbage.
Susie and the Banshees
great.
Did their own great covers too. You know, Helter Skelter. What was the one? Dear Prudence,
which I didn't know was a cover.
Oh yeah,
I did not grow up with the Beatles a whole lot, which would make my dad upset to hear, but that's true. Yeah, I didn't know that, and I love that song.
Yeah, yeah. No, they have their own sound for sure.
Yeah, I love Susie.
Everybody loves Cities and Dust too.
And I love this cover is just great, and it's all four of these tracks are phenomenal. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, Cities all and right. Dust. I was like, what? What? I was very excited. I'm still excited. It happened months and months ago. I'm still very excited.
This did not hit my radar. I'm definitely curious about this. So
Spotify like threw it in my face.
We found something for you.
Specifically,
reading your mail.
Yeah.
Anyway, number two, everybody. It's garbage.
Number two, Cities and Dust.
Smashing Pumpkins, and they played Perfect then.
We should be talking about this. Dusty Prince. Not off the air.
Not off the air.
Yeah, I've never seen Garbage Live. I always wanted to.
I saw them at... What is the venue that I always ask you what the name of the freaking venue is? It's the one that's got the... You used to be able to smoke on the balcony outside.
It's not the Palladium or the Palace.
Is it the Palladium?
It wasn't the old Avalon. It was one of those Hollywood clubs.
And then the stage is to the left. It's all standing room only. It does have a balcony. The upstairs balcony does go outside on one side of the building.
I'm pretty sure that's the Palace / Avalon.
Yeah.
Across the
street from Capitol Records building.
That sounds probable.
The big parking lot on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I saw The Descendants there too. I've seen a lot of shows
there. That would make sense
there.
Then, yeah. Yeah. You saw Garbage there. That's badass.
It was.
You saw the Boston there.
Amazing.
Yeah, we used to see
nice.
A lot of bands like that in the late 90s, early 2000s when we first moved here. We went there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
No.
Exactly zero people listening care. But that's a great cover, man.
It really is. It feels good. It feels like Garbage. It feels real good. Yeah. I love it.
And Shirley Manson, so in her own way, does like that demented vocal styling that Susie Sue does.
Yeah, but
it's different. But it's still just as like I want to use the word demented.
it can give you the creeps.
It
which
does.
Was
yeah. Susie's version gives me the creeps.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally. Shirley is a fan of Susie. Let me use their first names because we're all friends. but they were at Cruel Fest that happened over the summer.
Yeah.
And it got, you know, like blown out by the rain. Yeah, or something. Shirley was there and Susie was playing. I was like, I'm going to go to this. And I didn't go. And then she was there. And then I found this on the freaking internet.
It got rained
and I
out.
Was so excited, though, that like this whole thing happened.
Yeah, but they
redid it.
They
like
redid
the next
it.
Day, yeah. maybe yeah. even. It was real fast.
So.
But yeah, to know that like Shirley was real excited to see Susie play at Cruel Fest and then they released Cities in Dust makes me feel good inside.
That's so cool. Thanks for sharing, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's number one time.
Let's do it.
Number one. So one thing that my new day job at the LA County Courthouse has taught me is that if you have to enjoy every single drop of your time off. Am I right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm sure everyone can relate. My weekends are now sacred. You know, like I've been kind of deliberately not planning too many things during my time off just because it's so valuable.
Yeah.
that time, you need it. And this song fits my mood when I'm on a weekend. Weekenders on our own, it's such fun. This is Perfect Day from Al Green.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What? Wow.
That's right. This is amazing. Yeah, this is a little bit from Consequence of Sound. Reverend Al Green is back with his first new single in 5 years, a cover of Lou Reed's Perfect Day. Green reunited with members of the High Rhythm Section at Memphis's Sam Phillips Recording Studio in February to record his version of Perfect Day, which also features background vocals from UK alt R&B artist Ray. His distinct vocals soar over swelling strings and a rich organ, imbuing the track with a healthy dose of soul. Quote, I loved Lou's original Perfect Day, Green said in a statement. The song immediately puts you in a good mood. We wanted to preserve that spirit while adding our own sauce and style.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sauce.
Shout out to Sun Records in Memphis. My parents recently visited there and I got a shirt and everything.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you've been, I'm sure. No?
Mm-mm.
Grew up in Mississippi. You never took that trip to Memphis?
Never been. No.
Never been to Memphis at all?
No.
What?
Memphis or Nashville. And I've been to Tennessee quite a few times.
What in so. The world? No. I won't hold it against you.
Yeah, you will.
Thank you.
Anywho.
Let's listen to Al Green doing Perfect Day. This one goes out to Tim and Nick. Number one.
Number one. Perfect Day.
Just a perfect day. Drink wine in the park. Then later, when it's dark, we go home. Yeah. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and we go home. Oh, just a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it.
such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. Oh, just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekends on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, even someone good. Just a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Such a perfect day.
I'm not sure if Al Green is going to be touring into 2024, but he did tour this past year. I got to see him back in my working at the Greek years, 2003, whatever it was. And he was phenomenal. It was a great show. The only thing is he only played about 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, that's it? There was a lot of that. People were not happy. I spent how much money? And yeah, no explanation. He's just like, that's it. Good night.
That's crazy.
It wasn't like, wasn't even fully dark yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What's going on? But anyway, you were asking how old he is. He is also, much like Dolly, he is 77 years old.
77. His voice still sounds so good.
Yep.
I mean, it's still as pleasing to the ear as it's ever been. It just makes you kind of naturally calm. You just go, oh, I can listen. I'm listening. Nah, I'm listening.
The Reverend Al Green, everybody.
God, I love that voice.
Number one. Thank you for listening to that. And thanks, you guys, for a great list. Yeah.
Yay, this was fun.
This was a lot of fun.
Ooh, great list. Get away from that cable cat. Right. Don't do that.
You gotta scooch.
That would be bad if that got bumped while you're recording. It might mess the whole world up. Anyway, that's number one. We have one more track for you guys. It is the bonus track of the week for part two, the song selected by our friends on social media. Check it out.
As chosen by our listeners on social media, here's the bonus track of the week.
Hey everybody, it's time for the listener pick bonus track of the week selected by our friends over there on social media. All right, thank you so much to the great Dustin Prince and the great Candy Bartlett. You guys are awesome as always, and I hope you guys have all enjoyed top 10 cover songs of 2023. Let's play one more track though. As the bonus track of the week for part two, these are the songs that you guys were voting on social media, and thank you so much to all of you who did that. We had Doro with Rob Halford doing Total Eclipse of the Heart. We had Muna doing the Celine Dion song My Heart Will Go On. And we had Daughtry with Lizzie Hale doing Separate Ways from Journey. But the winner this week, it is Tenacious D with Wicked Game. I'm glad you guys are feeling cheeky like I am, because this is great. This is a cover of the Chris Isaak classic Wicked Game from Tenacious D. And Jack Black and Kyle Gass are apparently working on a sequel to School of Rock, and it's somehow going to involve Tenacious D. So I cannot wait to see what they come up with. But anyway, check out the music video for this song. It's great. But also, just check it out. You can't help but laugh because it's the D. That's what they do. Here they are covering Wicked Game. Thanks so much to our friend Nick, naturally, who wanted to hear this one as well. Thanks to everyone who made picks and who voted. Here it is, the bonus track of the week for part two.
Listener pick.
Bonus track of the week. Thanks everybody for all of your picks and all of your votes. We do appreciate it. All right, guys. It is honorable mention time. You got a few?
I do. I have one. Okay. So this was
one. Okay.
There was some I don't know live music thing.
Yeah.
That I believe was in the UK. I learned about this from a clip, a Jimmy Fallon clip.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, and I lost it. Wait, hold on. Oh no, 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 no.
Is this Cat Power?
No.
Okay. No, I got something to share about that.
This is Saint Vincent.
Oh.
Covering Glory Box by Portishead. And it's amazing. So like whatever this thing is,
that's a sexy song.
It was a Love Rocks charity concert.
Okay.
And it was done in New York. And he's holding up an album, but I couldn't find an actual album with like a tangible release, but he's holding it. It exists. So I just have this live performance, but it's amazing. I highly recommend everybody listen to it.
Dude,
it
was Portishead. Like
blew us away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right on. Any more?
Bondage Up Yours.
Oh, that's right.
Was covered by a band called Cliff Diver.
Okay.
And it's super great. It's super, super great. I use that on the show previously,
that one could use another version.
I
love the original, but you know, like that's that saxophone and her voice, like it's
tough
to take sometimes. Would like to hear another
it's not
version.
Necessarily meant to be pleasant on the ears.
No,
I think,
of course,
and the
not.
Cliff Diver version is a little more pleasant, but
palatable.
The Cliff Diver version, Stephen, is it Edgerton or Egerton of the Descendants, plays drums on it, which
really?
Was pretty
he's
cool.
Oh, yeah, he's the guitar player. Yeah. That's crazy.
I think he said he was on drums, but
that's
yeah,
crazy.
With them, and it's excellent.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Dustin, you got a few, one or two.
We've used mine.
Right on.
We had Steals.
That's true.
Yeah, that was intense.
Yeah. I've got just a few here. I just want to mention Juliana Hatfield put out an album of all ELO covers, all Electric Light Orchestra. And the one I love is Don't Bring Me Down.
Oh, God. It's Juliana Hatfield.
Yeah.
Nice.
Much like the Dolly Rots song we heard, it's got that Cars-ish thing going.
That straight driving just...
super tight.
Yeah,
it's
solid.
Fantastic. So that's good stuff. I also want to mention Soccer Mommy put out an EP. It's just a female-fronted indie rock band. I forgot what her name is, but she is Soccer Mommy, but it's a band. They put out a covers, it's like an album that's called Karaoke Night. And they do Soak Up the Sun from Sheryl Crow and a few others. And they do Losing My Religion. And it gives it like a different spin on that song. But we heard some R.E.M. already. And then last but not least, I want to mention Cat Power. I love her voice so much. And she loves Bob Dylan. And there's a famous concert, Bob Dylan live at the Royal Albert Hall in 1966, I believe. It's with the band. And that's when he plays the first half of the set acoustic. And then he brings out the band with like electric guitars, and someone yells and calls him Judas, you know?
Yeah.
And she did a live album that covers that entire performance in its entirety, like faithfully, exactly like Dylan and the band did.
That is crazy.
Just like they did in 1966. And it's, Cat Power live at the Royal Albert Hall, doing all these Dylan songs. And Ballad of a Thin Man is definitely worth listening to. Yeah. So those are my alternates. I think we're just about out of here, guys. What do you say?
I think that is pretty much wrapping it up. That was a fantastic list. I love getting introduced to new stuff.
So much.
So fun. Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. If you like what you hear, you might want to subscribe to the show. Hear more all-time top 10. Get it in your inbox. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are there. Look for all-time top 10 at all the socials as well. Facebook, Threads, and Instagram. Blue Sky. And you guys, once again, the Cha Cha Roman podcast is at all the places too. You guys have the RSS feed, so you can just pick it up anywhere.
Yeah, there is a feed. You can find us on Podbean. Yeah, you can find your feed there. We're typically on Podbean, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
You can find Cha Cha Roman podcast at candypresents.com. That's Candy with an I.
Yeah.
Yeah, also there.
Awesome. Yeah, fun stuff. Silly conversation.
It's a good time. We try to talk about things that are relevant. We have a little political minute. We talk a lot about books, book recommendations.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, a lot of, we have a series, Everything You Love is Problematic. We keep it real as much as possible.
Does this guy appear on that show now and again?
God, that was a while last time you were on the show.
It's been a couple.
Yeah.
Few years.
Yeah.
We'll get back on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about time.
I think so. And then find Dustin playing with...
playing with the Kevin West Band.
Yes.
Yeah, and that should be January 14th, I believe, is our next show at the North End in Hollywood.
There you go. And you guys have social media, like Instagram?
Yeah, at Kevin West Band. You'll find him on there, on Instagram and Facebook.
I'll put the links
Spotify,
up.
Spotify, YouTube. He's on all of them.
Yeah. I'll put the links up so everyone can find that. And I think that is it. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye. Good fun. Night. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Ben.
Awesome. My pleasure, as always. And that's a wrap for season 11. I think it's season 11. And coming up next is the Songs of 2023, which always kicks off a new season. So
nice.
Look out for that, everybody. And thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And until next time,
peace out. Don't mess with Savage Garden.
Once upon a time, I was falling in love.
Now I'm only falling apart.
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.